Welcome back for another episode of Full Steam Ahead, where we discuss all things STEM, but with a twist of art. Our goal is to encourage the next generation of STEM leaders, bring our experiences to life, and encourage you to reach your full potential.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've got another episode of Full Steam Ahead. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Today, I've got Alante, Shar, and a very special guest, my guy MJ Bridges. I really appreciate you for joining us, man. Thank you for coming on, for gracing us with your presence. I'll just go ahead and, you know, do a little bit of do your bio, give a little bit of background about yourself, and then you can tell us anything that I don't catch in the bio. So MJ Bridges became young and debt free fall 2019 after eliminating $96,942 of student loan. You need a round of applause just for that. And consumer debt in 5.5 years. I'll say that one more time. $96,942 of student loan and consumer debt in 5.5 years. MJ, a high school math teacher, found himself on the side of the interstate with no money for gas January of 2014. MJ claims this was one of the best experiences of his life because it was his come to Jesus moment with money. At the time, MJ was 25 years old, and just as many ambitious millennials, MJ moved to Atlanta to build a brand and career as an entrepreneur. However, debt was holding him back, obstructing his creative opportunities, and consequently placed him on the side of the interstate. So MJ aggressively eliminated all of his debt, his student loans, car note, and credit cards. Today, MJ is working to build a national movement and service for his brand, Young and Debt Free. MJ is a novice investor who enjoys distance running, social connecting, hosting parties and events, self-help media, and embracing the positive vibes of Atlanta. MJ's favorite book is The Happiness Advantage. So, with no further ado, please welcome MJ Bridges to Full Steam Ahead. I'm gonna add my own little music.
I just want to add that MJ is one of my best friends.
We went to college together. Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. So go ahead and just give us tell us, you know, where you're from, you know, where you went to school, what you majored in, and things of that nature.
Oh, cool. Well, first, thank you guys for having me, and kudos to you all for starting this platform. I'm happy that you contacted me, and I'm happy to be here with y'all. So happy freaking Saturday. It's Saturday
happy
right now.
Saturday.
I'm MJ Bridges. I'm originally from Racine, Wisconsin. If you look at Lake Michigan on the bottom of it where Chicago is, and you go up about 60 miles, you'll run into Racine. We're between Chicago and Milwaukee, right on the lake there. So we don't have an east side. We say we have a lakefront. And born and raised there. Yeah, there's no east side of the city. It's going to the lakefront. Born and raised there. And then I end up going to Alabama State University, fall 2006. Man, we getting old. Fall 2006. And I graduated in 2010. I majored in mathematics. It's funny because Shar, I think she has some influence. And at first, I feel like it was like math ed, and it just went right to math. I majored in mathematics. On campus, very, very active on campus, all around. So shout out to the Hornets, shout out to all the HBCU grads out there and students.
Yes.
And then after that, I went to University of Indianapolis, where I got a master's in teaching through the Woodrow Wilson Indiana Teaching Fellowship Program. And then from there, came down to the A, and I've been in the A, 8 years this summer, and it's been a roller coaster, but it's been a good roller coaster. I've never had a boring or really dual time in Atlanta, and so that's why I'm very, very happy to say I love being here, what's going on in the city, and I'm just trying to, you know, build my part and get my piece of the pie.
Nice. Okay, that's what's up. I'm actually from Atlanta, so I'm from the east side, right outside Atlanta, Lithonia to be exact. So
okay,
shout
cool.
out to the east side.
Oh, come on, DeKalb County.
Yep, DeKalb County out here. You know. yep. What part of the city you live in?
I'm in Midtown, but I work for DeKalb County Schools. So right now.
Oh, that's what's up.
So yeah, I've been over to Lithonia High and Redan and Southwest DeKalb,
Okay, I went to MLK.
Okay. Well, you went to MLK. I got an MLK story for you. When I first moved, when I was on the side of the road in my bio, I was on my way to MLK. I saw that
you was
MLK
on Snapfinger. Wait, no, you was on 20.
I just got off 20 on Wesley Chapel.
Wesley Chapel.
That Popeyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, you made it right. The Popeyes across the street. Yeah. I was at that gas station crossing the Popeyes by that little run down, little kind of like crack looking hotel thing right there. That's right there.
Yes.
Crack looking hotel.
Right there. Oh, he know what I'm talking about. Right off.
The yeah, right there before Snapfinger, Rainbow, and all that. Yeah. It's right across from JJ's. Yes. JJ's Fish and Chicken.
That's exactly where I was at. But I was at MLK for that year, and MLK was something different. Now, I didn't come from an all-black high school, so that was just eye-opening to see just the high school was like 99% black. So it was cool because, well, I just moved from Indianapolis where I did 2 years teaching there, and, you know, I'm like one of seven black teachers in the school, and, you know, that whole experience. And then you get to MLK, my first teaching experience here in Atlanta is like everybody black. We ate fried chicken and green beans at math meetings. Like I was just quiet and shook the whole time. Like, it was an interesting experience.
It's like going from I went to a white high school and then going to an HBCU. It's like, oh, like, okay,
just kept looking around.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, what we're gonna do is we got a couple things we're gonna jump into before we get into the meat of our topic. And so I'll let Alante go on ahead and lead our lessons in the trap. So we wanna see where you are musically with things.
Yes. So let us know, what's your lesson in the trap, and what is it? Why it inspires you?
Okay, well, I'm happy y'all asked me this. So I used to DJ like in high school, and it's been a long time, and I'm actually going to pursue going back to DJing later this summer, and I just threw that out there. But I don't know what's going on with new music. Every time I just hear like King Von is this person, I'm like, who?
King Von. I do like King
Von. Yeah. And so, but
Pusheisty.
Autumn.
I know Pusheisty. I
just be like, what? Like, but my boy J. Cole, and I think that's I have to talk about
it. I knew it.
J. Cole got me through some dark times in the genesis of my debt-free journey. I feel like I caught on to J. Cole late, because I caught on like mostly Forest Hill Drive album, so I have to go back to everything else. So I caught on late, but that Forest Hill Drive album like spoke right to my heart. So of course, Love Yours. There's no such thing as a life that's better than yours. I mean, just that and that's the line right there. Like, and I resonate on that. To this day, I have to recall that line, that the life that I have now, there's no such thing as anything that's better than that. This is my life. You know, I can't compare myself to another person in their life and what they're doing. Like, my life is a life that's destined for me, and I can make it better through work and emotional intelligence or whatever, working on myself. But this is my life. So I love that. That song got me through a lot of dark times. And then my boy Jeezy.
Yeah.
They,
you know, Detroit,
like,
love Jeezy.
They
the Midwest love Jeezy.
Jeezy. I gotta go with it's so much from him. Oh man, I had so many. But I gotta go with The Sky's the Limit. Let's get it, you know. And I just love the part, look up in the sky and tell me what you see. The cloud. No, not me. I see opportunity. I'm an opportunist. And you heard what I said. I'm an opportunist. Like that. Like, I'm a very optimistic person. So I just.
The most.
Yeah, very, very optimistic. And so that line right there speaks to me, because I go off a lot of that positive psychology type of vibe. Like, I say happy Friday, happy Tuesday, you know. I like try to breathe that in, and so that line even connects with that. So that's why I gotta go with them two. Those are my boys.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's dope. Mm-hmm. That's dope. Cool. All right, so now we're gonna jump into nature versus nurture. We're gonna see how you was raised.
Who raised you?
You know, what your preferences were. We don't have anything too controversial for this one. But yeah, we'll get right into it. Do you prefer summer or spring?
Summer.
Summer? Okay. Why? Any reason why?
Because I'm from Wisconsin. And so, so summer, but summer is, you know, and also I've been in education. So summer break, summer is when just everyone's out. It's summertime, you know, the cookouts, mm-hmm. you're outside. I'm a runner as well. So I get to, and I'm one of the ones that take off my shirt and go running. So I take off my shirt and I just hit the city. And yes, ain't nothing like the summer, y'all, you know. So I prefer the summer.
Agreed. Okay. Cool. We actually did this we've done this before, but I'm interested to know, because y'all eat a lot of fish up there. At least when I was up there, there was different types of fish. Apparently, and I don't know if it's a northern Wisconsin thing, but they have Fish Fry Fridays. And so
that's everywhere, I thought.
You know, I don't know. They do it a little different up there. At least the part that I was in, like restaurants had like a fish fry thing. Like it was like, oh yeah, we're going to a fish fry. And I was like, oh, who's hosting it? They were like, oh no, it's at a restaurant. I was like, oh okay, said a fish fry. I thought it was like a fundraiser or something, but it's like literally something the different restaurants do.
Okay.
Anyway, do you prefer crawfish, lobster, or crabs?
Now, okay, when you said fish fry, I didn't expect to get.
Sorry, I switched gears on you. I kind of threw you off a little bit.
But I could still answer that question. Now, we didn't grow up on crawfish, lobster, and crab. We're mm-hmm. not, you know, in the ocean or anything like that. But since I've been down here, I like crawfish. I've been to like a crawfish. They dumped it all on the table. A broil. Thank you. Yeah, they put it all on the table. We are chopping it up. It was sometimes difficult to eat. Well. It takes work to eat it, but once you get to it,
you gotta learn.
It's good and it's light too, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Seafood light.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. All right, and then here goes the more nerdier one. Calculus or geometry? If you had to pick.
Dang, I'm actually gonna go with calc. And
yes!
And I think because it was the. When I first started seeing the major connections with like algebra, like how it went all the way over the calc. And so it's funny, I teach geometry now, but I have to go with calc.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting. That's my pick. I would have picked calculus too. Mm-hmm. I would have picked calculus.
I like calc too when we started doing the integrations and stuff. I was feeling that. I was like, I get this.
I would have picked geometry, I think. But. Something happened with calc.
Because geometry like trig.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Calculus all day. Calculus all day.
All right. Cool. All right. So I'm going to pass it off to Shard now, and we'll move right into blowing off some steam.
All right. So my blowing off some steam this week will be when people ask for advice, just to not take it. I had a friend who used to literally call every month when her bills were due to help me develop a budget for her. Let's develop this budget. I need to plan it up. We'll go through, make this budget, do all this stuff just for the next month to do it all over again. At one point, I'm just like, do you just want to vent? Because it sounds like you just want to vent. You really don't want the help or the advice. Like, you can just vent, you know? So it's like, it wastes my time. You know, I was like, I'm putting a lot of time developing something for you just for you to not do it and I have to do it all over again next month. So that's it. That's all I gotta say about that. That's my blowing up some steam. What about you, MJ?
I think mine is like still learning balance. I think like I'll be 33 in June. And you know, you looking at things like people that you grew up with where like our age that feel like having kids, already having kids, all that stuff is going on. Then you're seeing people death. You know, it's being very real to me this last year. A lot of close people to me, a lot of people, especially like my dad friends, where like his half of his posse passed away the last 6 months. And so that's been like eye-opening a little bit more this year. And then like even my title as like uncle, like in I'm first gen college, so like, you know, my nieces and nephews. Just trying to, you know, Sean, we talked about your niece, like, you know, trying to be present, also do what you got to do, but be present to them. I live in Atlanta, but they're across the country in Arizona, Wisconsin. So I'm like, you know, you should look up this virtual college tour. You should do this. Like, but then they, you know, but then also they don't want to do that. So I'm trying to learn not to pressure them so much on, like, see, I'm trying to blow off steam with y'all right now. So I'm not, I'm trying not to, like, I'm trying to present, like, opportunities, but also just support what they want to do, like, and learn what that looks like for me. So I'm still learning that. And they're 16, 17, 18. So they all like sophomore, junior, senior. And I'm like, y'all do this, get into that program. Oh, the Delta's doing this, go do this, you know. But they don't really know that, you know. And that's sometimes I live in this graduate, collegiate world, young professionals world, and they don't come from that community, right. You know. And so they don't have the exposure and resources. You know, but that's my steam. I'm trying to figure out that balance with all that.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm. It's like respecting the economy, right? That people might just a different path, but like also you know this path and what's available here and wanting to expose them to that too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. One of my nieces is really good with math. And I'm like, yo, they got this coding camp at Spelman. Now she's here in Georgia. And so I connected with someone from Morehouse, actually. They do this big coding camp. I forget what it's called, but just trying to like, hey, are you think you'd be interested in this? Would you be open-minded to try it? And stuff like that, y'all.
That's real. Yeah, it's like basically finding that balance between being the role model, but not being like a slave driver, for lack of a better term. Like, like,
trying to give them free, you know, meal, I mean, still push.
Yeah.
Like, what's the balance?
Right. Like, yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. Thank y'all.
Okay, cool. So,